It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is back on Capitol Hill this morning to introduce the man nominated to succeed her, Senator John Kerry of Massachusetts. Kerry's confirmation hearing comes just a day after Clinton gave emotional and sometimes angry testimony about the attack on an American consulate in Libya that killed the U.S. ambassador and three other Americans. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, in yesterday's hearing, Clinton seemed to be warning her successor that North Africa will be a region to watch.
As she prepares to pass the baton to Kerry, Secretary Clinton shared with Congress a bit of parting advice. She says the U.S. has to continue to lead.
We've come a long way in the past 4 years, and we cannot afford to retreat now. When America is absent, especially from unstable environments, there are consequences. Extremism takes root, our interests suffer, our security at home is threatened.
She says the U.S. is now investigating reports that some of the attackers in Benghazi were also involved in the recent hostage taking in Algeria, where three Americans were killed. There's no doubt, Clinton says, that Libyan weapons were used in Algeria, as well as in northern Mali, where al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb has found safe haven. And the U.S., she says, needs a strategy to deal with what she calls a spreading jihadist threat in a new political landscape.
The Arab revolutions have scrambled power dynamics and shattered security forces across the region. Instability in Mali has created an expanding safe haven for terrorists who look to extend their influence and plot further attacks of the kind we saw just last week in Algeria.
The ranking Republican on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Bob Corker of Tennessee, says the attack in Benghazi, Libya, symbolizes how woefully unprepared the U.S. was.
To look at the faces of those on the ground in Libya in a state of shock, people that we sent there doing expeditionary diplomacy, who felt like they were on a tether and candidly did not have the support from Washington that they needed to do the things that they needed to do.
Corker says he hopes the incoming secretary will learn from what happened. Secretary Clinton says he'll be dealing with a situation no one predicted, dramatic changes in Egypt, Libya, and Tunisia.
When I was here 4 years ago testifying for my confirmation, I don't think anybody thought that Mubarak would be gone, Gaddafi would be gone, Ben Ali would be gone, that we would have such revolutionary change in this region.
She calls it a great opportunity and a serious threat. Though many members of Congress praise Clinton for her tenure at state, Benghazi casts a shadow over her legacy. A Republican congressman from South Carolina, Jeff Duncan, says Clinton should have read the cables requesting more security.
Madam Secretary, you let the consulate become a death trap. And that's national security malpractice.
Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky suggested she should have been fired. Clinton lost her temper only at one point when Wisconsin Republican Ron Johnson pressed her on why the administration initially said the attack in Benghazi grew out of a protest over an anti-Islam video.
We were misled that there were supposedly protests and then something sprang out of that, an assault sprang out of that. And that was easily ascertained that was not the fact.
But the American
people could have known that within days, and they didn't know that.
With all due respect, the fact is we had four dead Americans. Was it because of a protest, or was it because of guys out for a walk one night who decided they'd go kill some Americans? What difference at this point does it make?
It's more important, she says, to find the perpetrators. So far, no one has been brought to justice for carrying out the attack. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.